This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Congressional investigators suggest that the U.S. government could have done more to prevent the September 11th attacks. An extended review has found no evidence that anyone in the government knew the exact time and place of the attacks. Investigators say the failure, if any, was subtle. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The investigators say they've interviewed close to 500 witnesses. They've collected hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, surveillance transcripts, intelligence reports, analysis, and more. It's not easy to read, says one congressional source, describing it as awful to see page after page of information documenting the activities and the words of people who wanted to kill Americans. Today, Chief Investigator Eleanor Hill begins publicly exploring whether the U.S. government could have done more with that knowledge. There's no doubt that U.S. intelligence agencies knew some kind of attack was planned. In the spring of 2001, U.S. agencies gathered what a congressional source calls an unprecedented number of messages and clues. The communications reached a peak in June and then slowly subsided over the summer. Looking over those clues, congressional investigators found nothing specific enough to show that planes would strike the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. But some people involved in the investigation argue that's not quite the point. Democrat Tim Romer is a member of the House Intelligence Committee.
Now, it's up to the intelligence community not to say particularly that we have picked up this particular signal saying that it's going to take place on this particular day and this time and this location. It is to progressively put clues together over time and some things that have maybe happened in other countries by terrorists and ascertain as to whether or not that could viably happen in the United States.
A congressional source says that investigators will outline information that, at least in hindsight, might have led the government to act. Substantial intelligence information indicated that terrorists might turn airplanes into weapons, but it's not clear what the U.S. did to counter that threat. The government prepared for the likelihood of an attack overseas, but may have paid less attention to clues pointing to an attack within the United States. Investigators believe that some intelligence agencies appreciated the seriousness of the threat of Osama bin Laden. Other U.S. agencies did not. Some lawmakers take a more sympathetic view of the efforts to counter the Al-Qaeda network. Republican Congressman Porter Goss is the co-chairman of the investigation into U.S. intelligence agencies.
My view is that they were on the right track. They just didn't get to the station in time. And I think that you will find that the problem was not so much that they were unaware of this or asleep on it, but that we did not have all of the intelligence we needed, the specificity we needed on a very hard target.
Congressional investigators are also exploring the question of whether intelligence agencies and their political leaders focused enough attention on the threat. Two presidents, Clinton and Bush, discussed various responses to bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network, but they never made the kind of public warnings that the U.S. has issued since September 11th. Instead, in the summer of 2001, the public, the media, and much of official Washington focused on everything from stem cell research to Gary Condit.
I only knew Chandra Levy for 5 months, and in that 5 months period, we never had a discussion about a future, about children, about marriage.
As Condit spoke to ABC, 19 hijackers were making their final preparations for an attack. In the coming weeks, lawmakers hope to explore what exactly the government knew about those hijackers. Several had been monitored by U.S. intelligence agencies during their meetings and travels around the world. Congressmen and senators are seeking public testimony from intelligence officials who almost never speak in public. Lawmakers also plan to declassify portions of crucial intelligence reports. But lawmakers and the Bush administration are still negotiating over how much classified information they can reveal without jeopardizing national security. Even as the hearings begin, officials are still debating what they can safely say in public about the secret history of the months and years before September 11th, 2001. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.